How long does it take for our body to heal? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. How long does it take our body to heal? Well, in a number of articles in a number of magazines recently, they've written a number of stories about a number of healings that are taking place in a number of places. And these healings are done by comparison. They're done by people who are willing to cooperate with the program. And the program is that these people had a minor cut made to their body, and the cut might have been, they may all had a mole taken off, or they all had something done, which was not really terrible, but it was just minor. And then they divided the group up into two groups. One group they told to exercise and to eat five meals a day, you know, small meals, and to spend time in meditation and spend time in relaxation, and to tell themselves, you know, not necessarily how much they like themselves, as we would say, but to tell themselves that they are healing wonderfully and they're healing well and they're healing good. Now, the other group was just given some medication on the injury and told to go about their normal activities. Well, I didn't think it was such a great response that came out of it, but the people who meditated and the people who exercised and who ate well, they healed that injury completely in some 22 days or something like that. And the other people who were not on meditation and who are not thinking properly and eating properly and exercising properly, it took them over 39 days to do it. So about twice as long for them to heal as it was for those who were using meditation. They weren't meditating on healing, but what they were doing, they were just meditating and being peaceful and being calm. And that was very interesting. Then another article was speaking about how people can talk to their bodies and talk to their cells and have their cells respond in a positive, beautiful way. And what they did, they took readings with microscopes and with other types of devices to tell how the cells in the body were responding to their positive attitude about themselves. And it showed that when they had a positive attitude about themselves, the cells righted themselves, balanced themselves, healed themselves just perfectly. In fact, we had a guest here a couple of days ago who is working on a machine that does just that thing. And in it, they did some testing taking a picture of the cells of the body where they were not functioning harmoniously. And then about an hour or two later, after using their device, they took a picture of the cells, and it showed the cells were all happy and harmonious and living, you know, by themselves, not all locked up together in a sick illustration. And it was quite fascinating to see how that functions. Now, this is merely some surface stuff. And many of the medical people, especially with the Association of Retired People in the articles in their magazines, many of the medical people that are quoted with saying how Hippocrates worked and how the program that Hippocrates gave of medicine for the people was primarily a program of positive thinking, of positive attitudes, and positive living. And these were the things that brought about these great results. Well, now, science became more and more sophisticated as time went on, and more different techniques were found, and more medications were found in plants to give to people to sort of heal circumstances. And they got away from the use of the mental meditation, the mental right usefulness of thinking. And because they got away from that, the pharmacology system grew and grew and grew. And it grew to the point where we forget that really it is the positive thinking, the positive attitudes of mind that do the real healing. And without the positive attitudes of mind, the healing takes place, but it takes place over a longer period of time. And the longer period of time merely means it would have done it anyhow. Well, in the current articles, they're talking about nature as being the greatest healer of the body. The nature of the body itself to heal itself. The body wants to heal itself. The body wants to be whole and perfect. The body has that as its original purity and integrity, its original concept of itself. That's what these medical doctors and these in-depth doctors are telling us. The body has this as its priority. But it does not experience this priority because we keep putting it down. We keep saying, oh, I'm sick, oh, I can't do anything, oh. We moan and groan and moan and groan, feeling sorry for ourselves. Then we don't get up and move because we don't have the energy to do it. We don't eat the right foods because we don't have the desire to eat the foods. We don't have the desire to sleep. We toss and turn and feel unhappy, and we have pains, and we don't take pain pills to take care of them. We just say, oh, there's a suffering that I have to go through. And when that's what you do, then that's what you get. And these things are very real. They're very real, and they're happening right now in the world about us. And we sort of think how strange, and why would people do that to themselves when they know better? But they do, and we do. Now, all things taken together, I think we can sort of come to a point where we say the body wants to heal itself. The body wants to return to its original expression of how it was. We say original purity and integrity, but its original expression of how it was. Now, how long it takes the body to do that depends on how much we do it. I was in the Navy, and when I was in the Navy, we had to go through all sorts of shots. The medical doctors at that time, and still do, felt that all the incoming sailors had to have shots. Shots not so much against something outside of themselves, but against the people we were associating with. Because we had people there from every walk of life, from every persuasion and every illness and health, and of every good immune system or bad immune system. They're all there together. They're young men, and so they weren't too bad yet, but the thing is, they had the leaning. And so these shots were to immunize us against each other. And then they had some really big shots. And these big shots were really things that put you down. And a lot of guys, when they got the big shots, they went right to bed. And when I got the big shot and was with my friends, I said, now this is what I do. When I get a shot, I want to get it circulated through my entire system as quick as possible so that it does its job and it's over with. And so I swung my arms around in circles, and I swung myself around in circles, and I jumped up and down, and I did all these things. And my friend said, hey, we'll do that too. That looks like fun. And so they did it too, and it looked like fun. None of us were bothered by the shot whatsoever because it had been dissipated through our system quickly. And there was no areas where, oh, my arm, oh, it feels so terrible. You know, we didn't even remember where we got shot. We had no idea where we even had the shot put into our arm or in our butt or whatever they did. And we were just free of any kinds of things because we exercised. Now, healing takes place when the body exercises. because the body is distributing its immune system in a balanced way. And as the body is doing this, you're moving, you're exercising. You don't feel like it. You feel like laying down, I want to die, you know. No, get up and go. Don't give up to the feeling that you want to die, because that's the body's sometimes other system that says, crawl under the back porch and shut up. Well, dogs can do that. But dogs are a little different than we are. Dogs don't have all of the mental stimuli that we have telling us how terrible things are and how terrible we are and what we should expect. And oh my gosh, the movies that they show you when you go into service and all the things that they show you about the conditions of health in the world and of each other and how we should stay away from everything. And venereal diseases were so rampant that you should, you know, just stay away from girls entirely, you know. And they, of course, were not successful in maintaining that, but they put those thoughts into motion in many people, and they came back, and some of the guys did get the disease because they expected it, whereas they had been going out and philandering for all their life up to that time and never been touched. But the minute they put the cause in motion, then they sort of attracted it to them or created it in their world, or their immune system says, oh, you don't want me to take care of that, all right, so we'll let that pass, you know. And in it comes. So, we can learn how powerful our thoughts are. We can learn how powerful our thoughts are in healing ourselves of any malady. We can learn how powerful our thoughts are in working with anybody in our world. If I see anyone in my world and they have anything that needs attention, I immediately say, you're whole and perfect. And I say that to myself. And to them, I say, I see you whole and perfect. And they say, thank you, you know. And so I've planted a seed. If I say, you're whole and perfect, they'll fight you, fight you, fight you, you know. If I say, I see you whole and perfect, well, thank you, very nice. That's nice of you to have that lovely thought about me, you know. It's not like you're ordering me around and you're telling me what to do and you're telling me I've got to do this and got to do that. Well, if you're working with someone who is harmonious with you, and you tell them you're whole and perfect, and they say, yes, I know I'm whole and perfect, you know, and they're working on it with you, then that's another thing. But normally, you don't have that situation, because people who understand the principle are usually using it, and you don't have to say those things in their presence. So, think about these things. I read about a battery today. And the battery is for a computer, Hewlett-Packard's new computer. And in it, the battery is just a tiny computer, tiny battery. The battery will last 24 hours. And the article says, okay, today 24 hours, next year it'll be 48 hours and going. Now, this is how we are too. Once we get an understanding of an idea and apply it, it becomes very powerful and useful to us, and we do not have to experience any negative things in our life. I am the pure white light of love, and everywhere I go, I surround myself with my pure white light of love. And Ellen once said to me, well, why do you surround yourself with your pure white light of love if you're the pure white light of love? Because I want to remind myself that I am the pure white light of love, and that all of my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. I want to remind myself. And when I remind myself of that, then any thought that comes in and says, ho, 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 I say, hey, I'm the pure white light of love. You got a problem, boy? You're not in my world. I'm the pure white light of love. I'm the pure white light of love. And I just keep saying it, and I keep knowing it, and I keep being it. And I see it in every single person in my universe. And so I surround myself with this attitude, and so wherever I go, whatever I do, healing is done. I am whole and perfect. I am abundant. I am happy. I am surrounded by joyous people. Everything is fantastic. Now, do you want that too?
Yes.
Well, I think you already got it.
Yes.
But start recognizing. I know you got it. But start recognizing it. Start recognizing that it's already done. And if you cry about anything at all, you're merely saying that you're not in charge of your world. So be in charge of your world and enjoy a happy, healthy, hearty life right now.
Thank you.
I know you can, because I know you are, because I know you're in my world, and I created you that way.
Okay.
I love you. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.